I'm working to be the number one tackle. That's not up to me in the end. You know, it's up to coaches and general managers, but that's what I'm working for. Yeah, it's just amazing watching my dream become a reality slowly. You know, obviously there's still 2 months till the draft and everything, and I'm going to do whatever I have to do to, you know, get drafted high as possible and make my dream complete. But, you know, it's been absolutely amazing. Just a surreal experience.
How many teams have you talked to so far?
I think close to all of them. No, nothing out of the ordinary that I didn't expect. In high school, I was a 230-pound offensive tackle. I didn't really go around the country selling myself to every college team out there. And, you know, Eastern Michigan and Central Michigan were my only two offers. And went with Central Michigan and never looked back. I loved the program and atmosphere when I was being recruited. Loved the coaching staff at the time. And, you know, like I said, never looked back. And I'm very happy with my time there. Yeah, I thought the Senior Bowl was absolutely huge for me. I knew what I had to do to, you know, impress a lot of people and, you know, cancel all the doubt in people's minds at the Senior Bowl. So I went down there with a little chip on my shoulder on a mission to prove to a lot of people, you know, who Eric Fisher is and what he's made of. Yeah, I think I'm a very versatile offensive lineman. I'll play anywhere on the offensive line. I just I love the territory. I love playing in the trenches and doing my job. Yeah, me and Joe have been in touch. You know, it's great having a role model like him. I remember being recruited and seeing his picture up on the wall as a first-round tackle. And, you know, he was a tight end when he started out. And so I kind of came in as a tight end body. And, you know, he showed me that it was possible. And, you know, he's gotten in touch with me recently. And it's great having somebody like that to look up to and be able to talk to about, you know, what to expect, you know, from the Senior Bowl to the Combine to Pro Day and then the draft. You know, it's great keeping in touch with him. Yeah, the big thing through this process is just to be yourself. You can't be somebody you're not and trying to impress people by doing, like, things that you wouldn't normally do. So that's the big advice. And just, you know, constantly through the Senior Bowl, he said, you know, just finish plays, you know, never take a play off, and, you know, just do what I know how to do at the Combine. I like to consider myself as an overall rounded offensive lineman. I don't like to have a certain strength. You know, I don't want to be dominant in the run game, but, you know, slack in the pass game. I like to be well rounded. You know, not let the quarterback touch and get rushing yards. You don't really have time to be nervous. You don't really even have time to sleep. The last 2 days have been pure medical, and you know, interviews start tonight. And you know, really looking forward to it. Obviously, everybody in the public likes to watch the testing on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I thought being a basketball player in high school was huge. There's a lot of similarities between basketball and offensive line as far as the lateral movement. So I think that really prepared me for college.
What's your potential? How much growth do you have considering you played so late? You only played 4 years in college.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of room to improve. I definitely don't think I've played my best football. I think, you know, I still have a lot to grow into my body. You know, it's really come a long way in the last year. And, you know, physically, you know, I feel a lot better, you know, because obviously I came in, put on over 70 pounds, and, you know, it took a while to develop into that, but I'm finally starting to, you know, feel used to a solid 300, 310 pounds. And, you know, I think I definitely have room for growth, and, you know, just looking forward to hopefully playing some more ball here. I was 306 today. Yeah, like I said, my goal here is to prove to everybody that I am the number one tackle in the nation. That's been my goal for a long time. I knew I had to put in a lot of hard work to get there. But I think, you know, that's my ultimate goal after this is all said and done. Obviously, I've never been a specific fan to any team. I love watching football. Obviously, coming from the Detroit area, there's a lot of, you know, people close to me that are Detroit fans. But in the end, it's not up to the fans or anybody. It's up to coaches and general managers. I think just over 6'7". Yeah, I think a lot has to do with coming from a small school. You know, I think that's the mentality of small school guys, because a lot of people don't hear about them till you get to this level, like, you know, pretty much what happened to me. You know, I play with a chip on my shoulder. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm an off-the-field guy with a chip on my shoulder, but when it comes to football, that's who I am. Yeah, Joe Staley out of Central Michigan, you know, obviously he's the only first rounder out of my school, and being a tackle, that's it's really nice to have him to look up to and watch him play and, you know, see his progression and the things he does to beat people on the field. And, you know, I just like watching him play. Oh, yeah, I watch a lot of NFL film. You know, I think film's one of the bigger parts of the game. You know, studying your opponent and studying other offensive linemen who have been there and done that, to see how they, you know, play. I don't put any more pressure on myself than I did, you know, back whenever this all started happening. You know, I just play how I know how to play. I'm confident in my abilities and what I can do. Yeah, it was 305 at the Senior Bowl, but you know, just I wanted to keep a consistent weight for the combine testing. I think potentially I could put on, you know, 10-15 more pounds. The big thing, you know, on the offensive line, you always want to be comfortable at the weight you're at. But, you know, at the same time, you need to be at a weight that you can do your job and perform well. You know, I've been testing in the past, and I'm going to keep that to myself. You know, I'm not going to throw out a number and, you know, get everybody's hopes up or, you know, let myself down. So I'm just going to do my best, you know, and just try real hard. Not really. The only Big Ten schools I talked to was Michigan State and Purdue, and neither of them really wanted anything to do with me. So hey, doesn't matter where you start. It's you know, where you end up, and that's a big thing I take to heart. I'm not here to rub anybody's face. You know, I'm just here to play football. You know, having a chip on my shoulder, it's just, you know, who I am as a football player, and you know, just looking to compete every day. Just been training constantly for this combine testing. There's a lot more than just the testing. There's the Wonderlic and the psychological testing and the interview process. So, you know, just it's a lot to prepare for, and that's what I've been doing. With Tom Shaw in Orlando. You know, that would be a huge honor, and obviously a dream complete, and you know, that would just open up another dream for me. But you know, anybody who would give me the chance to play football, I'd really appreciate it, and you know, I definitely work real hard to, you know, be successful on that team.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire draft.